voice.
Thank you.
Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, God, we love you this morning. We honor you. We reverence you. We bow down before you. We give your name the highest praise, which is hallelujah. We glorify you this morning, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to come together, Lord, to worship you, to adore you, to pray, oh God, to hear a word, oh Lord, and just to love on you and to love on one another. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who have given us this platform, who has given us this opportunity to meet together every Monday through Friday morning. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, for they are the reason why we are even a TMC. So, Father, will you please bless Dr. Vanessa, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, and the Diaz de Leon family. God, shower them with your love. Shower them with your grace. Shower them with your mercy, Lord. And, Father, wherever paths their feet are on, oh, God, be that lamp unto their feet and a light unto their path. Oh, God, be with Dr. Vanessa as she goes on forth with the ordination conference, oh, God, and everything she has on her table, Lord. And for Dr. P.K., Lord, you know exactly what she stands in need of as she's been in the jury retreat. Now, Father, we thank you for our speaker who would bring forth a word. We thank you for each and every member of our family who has called in this morning. And, Father, we know that the word will go forth with clarity. It will be unhindered and unchecked by the word of God. Bless the speaker indeed, all of you and none of them. We give you praise, O God, and we bind Satan in Jesus' name off this call. It will go forth with clarity. In Jesus' name, we give you the highest praise. Hallelujah and amen. Well, my TMC family, I love you all so much, and I do love you unconditionally, and there's nothing you can do about it. As I always say, from my heart to yours, you have just got to know that I do really love me some you. Have a blessed day. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting everyone this morning. And I tell you, God is just doing some great and mighty things. And thank you for the joy of the Lord being in your heart, I tell you, every time you come on this call. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And for that powerful, powerful prayer. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell, and I reside in the great state of Mississippi, here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, where the water is flowing and the breeze is blowing. Yes, it is. And so grateful to God that we have another opportunity to come together and worship and glorify the name of Jesus. Thank you, Minister Roslyn, for allowing God to use you this morning as we're being ushered into the presence of the Lord this morning, because he is worthy to be praised. Well, let me tell you a little bit about this call briefly. It started back in October. Yes, here we are in the great month of October. So we'll be telling you more about what we're doing, celebrating 9 wonderful years, because the co-founder started this call in 2010. They are Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And they stood on God's word, Psalm 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Well, our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So, hey, let's invite somebody. Let's just bring this month into a blessed month by inviting one or two people every day to this call and let them know this is a great way to start their day. Now, we have a website. It's www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And you'll notice that all the messages have been archived on that site, as well as the bios of our speakers. Now, our theme this year is in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually and corporately, will clearly be seen. Now, many of you might say, hey, I definitely want to start this Rosh Hashanah with a new leaf on life and I want to be a part of the TMC ministry, you can do so by joining us, and you can greet as Minister Willa did. You can host, which is what I'm doing, and then you might even have a word to share with us. Send your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. Now, what brought us all together is this phenomenal company called Artists International that was established over 30 years ago by Antonio Diaz de Leon. And we're so thankful that we're going strong today with Artist Life, promoting and introducing the most wonderful products ever, health and wellness products, that is. And you can get with the person that invited you to this call, and they'll be happy to share more information with you. Now, also, there's a call that's held every morning after this call, Monday through Friday, and it's the New Morning Motivational Call that's held to give us more information on the artist products. And today is Presidential Tuesday with Manager Shirley James. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And the PIN is 294-617-pound. Now, if you're interested, we are starting today on our corporate fast, and we're just God just laid on Dr. PK's heart that we go into this fast. If you're interested in doing so, just send info@themasterscall.net. Tomorrow we'll have her number available for you to share with you if you're interested in joining us on this fast. Now, also, we have the Gathering of the Eagles Ministry Ordination Service that's going to be held the end of this month, and that's October 26th at the Mount Corinth Missionary Baptist Church. That's 806 7th Street in Hempstead, Texas, and where Dr. Clarence Talley Sr. is the pastor. Our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon is presenting this ordination service of where two wonderful prophetess is what I want to say, but I know they say prophets, and we are so excited that one of them is our very own Minister Kai Brown, and you might want to join us there on October 26th, 2019, and that's going to be 2 o'clock in Hempstead, Texas. Well, I'm getting ready to get out of the way because we do have this great woman of God that's going to come forth and share with us about what God has given her. And she has definitely been pouring into us for quite some time, for the past month and a half. And I'm so thankful to God that he brought her to the Master's Call, because truly she is a woman of God who stands on God's word, believes in God's word, teaches God's word, as well as minister God's words. This is Minister Kai Brown, who was born in New York City, currently resides in Stone Mountain, Georgia. She is an electrical engineer. She is a mother of a wonderful young man, and his name is Christopher. We're so thankful that God has brought her into this place in this season and in this time as she ministers in such a prophetic way that you know that God's hand is on her. She is in the process of being ordained, as I mentioned before, the end of this month, and we're so thankful to God that she is also a minister who has founded Speak Life Christian Ministries, a nonprofit ministry that's aimed at meeting the needs of her surrounding community, mind, body, and spirit. She's also an author of God When God Bursts the Ministry. I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, our very own wonderful woman of God, Minister Kai Brown. Are you there, Minister Kai?
I am here, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away. God bless you.
Thank you, our beautiful Mississippi Queen and Prayer General, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, for just hosting us with such Jesus joy. And, of course, I want to thank the two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for their yes and their obedience to God, which is why we can come here today to receive such a word as this from the Lord. And, of course, we give all praise, all honor, and all glory to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We just magnify him because he is who he is, and without him, where would we be? So today we are going to wrap up the message we started a month or two ago, which was preach God's promises and not your pain. We have talked about some of the promises of God. Of course, we can't go through all of them because there are over 3,000 promises in the Bible. But we've talked about some of them. And then we talked about 7 practical steps that allow us to process through and help us to preach God's promises and not our pain. Those 7 steps were: 1, we have to know the promises of God. So that means we have to be in the book to be able to know them. The second step was we have to build a relationship with God. Step 3 was to take action when we hear God's voice. Number 4 was to trust God. Number 5 was to flex our faith muscles. Number 6 is we must be patient and wait on God's timing. And number seven was spend some quality self-care time. So we went through those 7 practical steps with the scriptures to go along with that. So to wrap up, we're going to talk about accepting that pain is a part of the process. Revelations 21:4 tells us, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. So see, there we know, we're told, there shall be no more pain. So that means at some point there had to be pain. So we've just got to accept that that's a part of the process. Now, I know that, you know, that pain being a part of the process is not a popular thing. And I get that because nobody wants to be in pain. Nobody wants to hurt. Nobody wants to go through the storm. I understand all of those things. But if we're honest with ourselves, we know that those moments draw us closer to God. If we're honest with ourselves, or let me just say this, when I was honest with myself, it was the pain that I was in that drew me to Christ in the first place. So pain is a part of that process. But I'm so glad that I serve a God that does not leave us there, does not leave us in the pain, does not just say, okay, pain is a part of the process, and then that's it. But we serve a God that continues and tells us in John 16:33, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulations, trials, troubles, and pains, but take heart, I have overcome the world. So God doesn't leave us in our pain. He doesn't leave us sitting in that. He doesn't leave us with no way out. See, he tells us that in him we may have peace. So we have to understand that peace is a promise of God. 1 John 4:4 states, for everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. So not only now do we have peace because God has overcome the world, but he tells us in 1 John 4:4 that if we are born of him, so if we've accepted him as our Lord and Savior and are born again, we overcome the world. So we are given an opportunity, a chance, a choice, and direction as to how we overcome the world. We just have to be born of God. See, no matter where we are in the process, we always come back to the promises. See, if we're spending that time in our word, then we know where to find those promises that we need to overcome the pain that we're in. We just have to be willing to receive the promises of God in spite of our pain. And I know it's not easy. You know, it's not easy to be hurting. It's not easy to be going through a storm. It's not easy to be in the midst of things that we don't understand and still be willing to receive the promises in God. We have to make sure that as we are pushing through the pain, that we are focused on the promises. Philippians 4:19 says, "And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus." We've got to be willing to receive that promise even when we're in pain. We've got to be willing to say, you know what? I'm standing in the midst of this storm. I don't know why I'm in the middle of it. Or in some cases we do, because some of our actions have brought us to this point. And we need to own that piece as well. But what we must say and see and speak in that time are the promises of God and not our pain. See, it always comes back to knowing what the word says, knowing what the promises of God are. And Jesus was the perfect example of that. In step one, we talked about knowing the promises of God. And we talked about Matthew 4:1-11. Every time the enemy tempted Jesus in that passage of scripture, he spoke the word of God back to the tempter. He didn't try to come up with his own plan. He didn't try to, you know, figure it out for himself. Instead, he spoke those promises back to the tempter. He was willing to say, it's not about me, but it's about what God says. So we need to be following in that example. Even in the midst of our pain, we need to be preaching the promises of God. Again, none of us are exempt from those times in life where it seems, you know, to be too much, where we want to say, really, God? Really? And it's okay to feel like that. However, in the midst of those feelings, in the midst of what you think, in the midst of what we think, in the midst of the pain, we are to preach God's promises and not our pain. See, the enemy wants us focused on the pain, because if we're focused on the pain, then we're of no use to God. When we get stuck in the muck and the mire of our own pain, we can't process through it and focus on God. So we want to make sure that no matter, you know, no matter how we're feeling, that we're focused on the truth of God. Because feelings are fleeting. But God's truths are everlasting. We need to make sure that we are pressing in to the word of God. Y'all know me, Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for evil, to give you a hope and a future." That's a promise. See, God has plans for us. But sometimes we get so focused on the pain that we push the plan aside. However, God is still standing there waiting for us. We serve a God that will wait for us to be ready, who will continue to send ministering angels while we're in the midst of the pain, to help us realize that we should be preaching God's promises and not our pain, that will help us realize that, yes, in this season, we will have difficult times. The word tells us that very clearly. So we just have to make sure that we're doing our part. John 14 and 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let your heart not be troubled, neither let them be afraid. So even in the midst of the storm, we have the peace of God which surpasses all understanding. James 1 and 5 tells us, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. So if God will give us wisdom, he will also give us the solution to any problems we're facing if we ask him for it. We just have to be willing to preach God's promises and not our pain. We have to be willing to seek him. Matthew 6 and 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. See, we want to focus on the all these things will be added, but there's something that we have to do, our part, before that peace comes into fruition. We've got to seek him first, his kingdom, his righteousness. But it all comes back to the promises. It all comes back to knowing the promises. If we are walking in relationship with God, which Jesus, by going to the cross, allows us to do, then we will focus on those promises. We will focus on that relationship. See, sometimes we want the gift more than we want the gift giver. See, sometimes we want the blessings of God more than we want God himself. So we've got to make sure that we have aligned ourselves with his will and not him with ours. So we've got to make sure that no matter what the situation, the circumstances, where we are, how we feel, what we think, we've got to make sure that even in the midst of a storm like we've never seen before, no matter the hurt or the happenstances, that we preach God's promises and not our pain. Minister Brenda, back to you.
Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Preach God's promises and not our pain. Thank you so much for that rich, I tell you, that series has definitely been truly a blessing. Thank you so much, Minister Kai, for all that you do and for allowing God to use you. I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction. And right now we're going to go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Oh, Lord, You have truly been our dwelling place throughout all generations. And we thank you, O God, that you brought us here this day, this hour, to just magnify your holy and righteous name. We thank you, Father, for this woman of God who have poured into us and just encouraged us and just promoted your word in such a manifestation to remind us that we, all we have to do is just put our trust in you, depend totally on you, knowing that you will direct our paths. And Father God, when we just stand on your word, preach your word, teach your word, encourage your word, Father God, you will be manifested in such a great way, Lord God, we wouldn't have room in our sanctuaries, in our hearts, to receive what all you have in store for us. So we ask that you bless this woman of God in such a magnitude, that you strengthen her and that you keep her in perfect peace as her mind stays on you, that you bless her going out, bless her coming in. Everything her heart's desire, Father God, we thank you for fulfilling it because she seeks your face. We thank you, Father, for blessing her son in such a way, Father God, that this will be a glorious year for him, Lord God, in his new arena. We thank you, Father, for all those that are on this call. We ask that you keep them, strengthen them, protect them, Father, from all harm and danger. And we're lifting those that are going through health challenges. We're calling them healed and whole by the blood of the Lamb. We call Mother Oliver, Mother Joseph, Mother Eleanor, Tara, Scott, Willa, Johnny, Jean, Howard Harrington, LaJuan, Bart, Bobby, Linda, Duncan, Allison, Christy, Leslie, Kenneth, Sam, Kalon, and Annie, Father God, we call them healed. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. And we stand on your word, and we know, Lord, you watch over your word to perform it. We thank you, Father, for healing and touching the hearts of the bereaved families, Father God. We thank you for the Peters family and the Watts family. We thank you for strengthening them. Give them traveling grace as they go to and from their destinations, Father God, preparing for the homegoing service. We thank you for healing the James Jarrett family in such a magnitude, Father God. We give your name glory. We give your name praise because you alone are God. And we thank you for all that you're doing for this ordination service. We thank you for everything that you're doing, Father God, in the midst of it. Strengthen Dr. Vanessa as she makes the preparations in every area of her life. I thank you for blessing. In Jesus' name we pray, hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, listen, you want to share this message with someone today. And that number is 712-432-1085. Again, that's 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. Remember, the new morning motivational call is coming right after this call, and that number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND with manager Shirley James and being the host on that call. And if you're interested in being a part of the fast, you could get with Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. Her number is 586-747-8000. Again, 586-747-8000. Well, we thank you again, Minister Roslyn, for allowing God to use you this morning and ushering us into the presence of the Lord. Thank you again, Minister Willa, for allowing God to use you as you seat and greet everyone on this call. And thank you, Minister Kai, for such a blessing with the series, Preach God's Promise and Not Our Pain. Would you please come back and close us with a benediction?
And thank you, Minister Brenda, for hosting with such Jesus joy. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we just want to say thank you yet again for being God all by yourself, for putting your promises down on paper, Lord, so that we could refer to them, read them, know them, meditate on them. and get to know you more, O Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you right now to continue to be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. And as we leave this call, but never, ever your presence, we just want to make sure we surrender it all back to you. We give it all to you because it's yours anyway, that we turn it over and leave it there for you to work it out, God, according to your Jeremiah 29:11 plan for our lives. So, Lord, we love you, we magnify you, and we call it done in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.